So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's up, gym owners, and welcome to the Gym Profit Rocket podcast. I am your coach, Trevor Bucherri, and today we're talking about the salesperson's role. I think we can start this off very easily in saying that their role is to sell, correct? You know, the direction I want to go, though, right away, is that I believe that many of us are still stretching our salespeople so far, you know, outside of that realm of selling, in terms of management, customer service, and a whole array of other things, and our sales, say, are dropping, and we're wondering why our sales are down. And really, it just comes down to they're doing too many roles. They're stretched too thin. And, you know, what worked 10 years ago is not necessarily what's working today. It's truly turned more into a real sales role today, what it should have been back then. You know, if what I do know is that if we had our systems together, our sales system and our sales team and the structure, you know, say their daily structure of how they're functioning and what they do and going through their checklist on a day, or on every single day, I should say, if we had it then like we have it now, we would have destroyed it then. But that's not how the game was then. Now, you know, the game has required it, and it's required that shift in how we've actually laid out the role for our salespeople. And the question is have we maneuvered with the requirement of today's market? So again, going back to the point that too many of us are really stretching our salespeople outside of their main objective of selling and wondering why sales are down. And really, that starts with being extremely clear on the role and responsibilities right from the start or right from now. You know, if there's going to be a change, that's fine, but having 100% clarity on every aspect of what they are responsible for and then having assessment metrics to actually measure that, to give them feedback on how they're doing, really becomes a necessity. You know, because I think many of us are still living in that, I guess, that world where we've taken trainers and we've moved them up through our company and we've turned them into salespeople. And I can tell you from experience that, well, that doesn't really work well. It just doesn't really work well. And it worked for a minute. It worked, you know, well, we had the model the way it was, but the market has changed and a trainer is a trainer. A trainer is not a salesperson. And many of them, the large majority of them, I'll go out on a limb to say, because I've met so many trainers, the large majority of them do not want to be a salesperson. And that's really the disconnect, is, you know, having people in our business, in every aspect of our business, in every position of our business, who actually want to be there. You know, just that whole concept of trainers who want to be a trainer because they love training, you know, and salespeople who love to engage with people who love sales. You know, I love sales, you know, and you may as well. So it's a matter of, do we have that right person in that driver's seat? And, you know, if you're doing, a side note, if you're doing DISC assessment and using DISC assessment as you're analyzing people coming into your business, it's really a combination of D and I is what you want to be looking for, as a side note there. Morally dominant in the D and then subdominant in the I. So that's more like power, and then relationships is pretty much where those two fall into play here. So, just to give you an idea, you know, we had, you know, big changes in structure in my business. We've had it several times, you know, throughout the life of my gym business, which has been 10 years. And, you know, I remember when I first actually changed, you know, the sales structure, the structure of the sales system and what we were going to be doing moving forward. And I just want to share that I made a big error when I did it back then, because I said, okay, you know, who are the people that I have And this goes back to the whole thing of having the right person for the right role. But who are the people that I have right now? And great, how can I shape a system around them to fit them? Because what I had was I had a bunch of trainers who I wanted to then become salespeople so that I could move them up and do what I said. You know, give them advancement, give them opportunity to grow, right? So I took my model and I said, here's these five people. Let me shape the system around them. And you tell me what I ended up with. And it's very simple. I mean, it's obviously, you know, a system that didn't work. You know what I mean? A system that just completely did not work. Where the correct way to do it, what I know now, is getting a system which is truly solid and streamlined and simple and easy to understand and easy to apply, and then get the right people to fit that role. You know, and it also does come down to better communication. When I did make these changes in the past, I just said, hey, here's the changes that we're doing, and let's get you trained on them. You know, whereas now I also recognize a big part of that is letting them know what we're going to be doing, where we're going, why we're doing it, and how it's going to benefit them. Really just having that communication, you know, throughout. But the big piece of the story is the fact that I shaped my sales system around the people that I had at the time, as opposed to making a solid sales system and getting the right people in there to run the sales system. So that was a huge takeaway for me right there. And so let's talk about the role. Let's dig into the role a little bit here. And for me, it comes down to two things that a salesperson wants to be doing. Pipeline, you know, which is basically the goal of setting up appointments and making a sale, basically filling up your pipeline. So again, I'm sorry, pipeline, the goal is setting appointments more or less. And then selling. So pipeline and selling are really the two main things. Again, the pipeline goal, setting appointments. Now, what does that consist of? Breaking that down, that means making calls. Number one, making calls. Now, these are not only new leads, these are not only Facebook leads that are coming into play. These are all leads in all categories and all segments of your business. And this is really where, you know, I really feel that 9 out of 10 entrepreneurs, if not more, I'm being generous, are dropping the ball, is that we're missing the fact that leads are not only paid advertisement. Leads are every scenario a person actually interacts and steps or goes through our business at any given point in time. So it's a walk-in, it's a website inquiry, it's a referral, it's a past member, you know, a person who was a member and no longer is. It's a person who came in to actually sit down with you, who you actually presented a service to, and they said no. So it's someone who showed up and they didn't buy. Are we communicating with them? Are we following up with them? Are we calling them? Let's say that they came in and they did buy. Are we continuing to communicate with them and calling them and talking to them? Again, making sure that they're happy. And a big piece is if they're happy and they're a client, asking for referrals. Again, filling up that pipeline by calling not only new leads coming in from you know, Facebook advertising or wherever advertising, but all the other leads in all other segments of your business. And this also goes with, you know, current members, communicating with them that way. I mean, the list goes on and on. We identified 24 different areas that we are communicating with our people on the regular. And this is all under pipeline here. Again, the pipeline goal is setting appointments. So we're calling new leads, we're calling past leads, we're calling current clients, and all with the intention of setting an appointment, you know, getting satisfaction. And again, if it's a current client, you're like, well, how would you set an appointment? Well, do you have something that you could then ascend them into, upsell them into? How are your goals going? Oh, you know what? Let's do a goal review. I'd love to do a goal success session with you and go through your goals and see what see what I can do to help and bring you to the next level. And part of that solution may just be your elite training or your elite nutrition program or your coaching system or whatever it may be, because all those, you know, ascension products and services are there to you know, provide a better level of service for your current clientele. So again, just going down that rabbit hole, showing you that it all has value and all those situations can lead to, say, a live appointment and or sales opportunity for us to ascend our people to sell more products and services to the people that we've already got, which is a J. Abraham principle right there. So again, pipeline, the goal is setting appointments. One of the responsibilities is making call. The other one is following up through other tools or software platforms that you're using. And for us, that's Max Converter. That's the software that I ended up creating because I couldn't find any other software that actually had what I was looking for, which is a done-for-you communication platform for the gym industry for all of those 24 areas to make sure that there's no ball being dropped. There's no hole in the bucket, not only for leads that are out there that are not in your business, but also leads that are walking through your business every single day, which are not being followed up with. And if we know follow-up and we know the stats, it shows that 80% of sales happen between the 5th and the 12th follow-up in all of those segments, not just paid advertising. And I hope this is redundant because I want to make the point that that is a huge role for our sales person is filling that pipeline, not only calling all those people, but if you have other mediums, other software that you're working through, maybe it's Scipio, maybe it's a regular text platform, maybe it's email, whatever it may be, but what tools do you have, that you're giving your salespeople to communicate with these people on a regular basis? Again, all those people we talked about, walk-ins, referrals, trials, website inquiries, people who came in for an appointment that did not buy. These are all great, instances and opportunities to bring more people in and help more people build your business, earn more revenue, and really just create that win-win that we're all looking for. So there it is. So pipeline is one, and then selling is the other responsibility. So it's filling your pipeline, and then it's also selling both live appointments and also over the phone sales and also pre-qualification. All these things are selling over the phone as well. But mainly when we're talking selling, we're thinking transactionally. So we'll just go with that. So let's just say you're setting an appointment and you bring them in live. They come in live, that's a selling opportunity live. Or you set an appointment, you call them on the phone and you have a system to actually do your sales over the phone. Great, that. So as much as we can possibly fill our salespeople or our sales team with pipeline and selling specifically, and that is it, the better they will do. And we're not stretching them way far outside of where they want to be, way outside of their skill set, and then still expecting them to produce to the level that we would like. Now, the truth of the matter is that many times we're just trying to stretch our dollar, bring our cost down, let's just say, to run our team, and we're having our sales managers do, $10, $12, $15 an hour jobs, which is taking their time away from filling up their pipeline, which is making calls, and it's also following up through, say, text or whatever other mediums that we're doing. So by not being able to work the pipeline, they're not able to set appointments. And by not able to, if they're not able to set appointments, then they're not able to get live and phone sales set up for themselves so that they can then sell them and produce a higher and higher and higher level of income. So the more time we're taking away from them to do those particular things, the more we're actually hurting all of our opportunities moving forward with our goals. So let's speak really quickly about the training involved in that. Like, how do we best prepare our team for this? How do we best get our sales team in position to just crush? So of course you want to bring them through your sales system. Of course you want to, make sure that they know your scripts. And here's another thing. I'm glad I actually am talking about this right now, because knowing your script to the point to where it's memorized before you actually move on and start to ad lib and make it up. Because most people don't want to take the time to learn a script and they say, hey, that's just not how I speak. Well, at the end of the day, the best of the best of the best follow a script and they do it to the T, and they're mechanical, and that's a reason why they're the best of the best. So first things first, learning the scripts inside and out, learning the sales system that's presented inside and out. And then what about training further and beyond that? That's what we're going to talk about right now, which is basically just general personal development as a number one. Because again, if we have them going so far out of that construct of, say, pipeline and selling, then they start to get, they lose focus, right? So number one, general personal development. And when I talk about that, I'm saying, you know, goal setting, you know, just regular personal growth, let's just say, increasing productivity, learning how to better manage time, success principles, things like that. And then all of our other education and training really just revolves around how to get better at pipeline, you know, basically communicating with all of our leads and setting appointments, and then also how to get better at selling and working on objections and increasing our conversion rates, and nothing else. That's it. So the training, again, is general personal development and then sales in terms of pipeline and actual the art of selling itself. So I hope you're getting the takeaway from this when we're talking about our salesperson's roles, that the specificity and really the niche of that is more important now than it ever has been before, because of the fact that truly this is now a sales position. It was, it always was, but now it needs to be treated that way. And when we're stretching our people and we're having the same expectations out of them in terms of production, then we just have false expectations. And in essence, we're setting them up for failure, and we are responsible for that. So let's take a look at the number of responsibilities, the number of roles, and your expectations, say, for that particular salesperson, or even for yourself. Even for yourself, are you stretching yourself too far and wondering why your sales are not going up? I'm glad I said that before this is over here. It's time to delegate. It's time to take those $10, $15 an hour jobs and push them off so you can actually then produce that revenue for your company, which is going to push your company forward. So hope you got a ton out of that today. Trev Bucherri here, Jim Profit Rocket Podcast. You have an incredible rest of your day. Take care. For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out jimfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's jimfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.